Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you're listening, however you're listening. Welcome back to another fire episode of Brews and Banter. I don't know where I was going with that. That's why I emphasized the F. I apologize. It happens. What's up, James? What's up, Greg? How you doing?
Hoping and praying that these Celtics push a game six. That's what I got going on in the back. But other than that, another week. We here.
Yeah, you know, it's been a good week, I guess. Whatever. I got some bad news. And I guess we can just start off with this week. Because, I mean, y'all know I like fragrances. That's my thing right now. I don't know when it's going to stop. People, they keep making fragrances, so I feel the need to keep trying them. So if it ever stops, I'm not sure. But Drake released a fragrance a couple weeks ago with the Better Fragrance House called Summer Mink. It was only sold on their website and exclusively at Ulta, which should have been my red flag there, because I ain't buying no motherfucking cologne at Ulta, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I went and bought the little bottle today, just so I could try it, and I didn't like it. I'm very disappointed. Extremely disappointed.
That's your bad news?
That's my bad news.
I hate this man so much. There are real problems in the world, and this man's talking about how he doesn't like his little bottle of cologne. It's called Summer Meat. I don't know why you didn't.
Not meat.
Summer Meat. Oh.
Mink.
I mean, either way. anywho, last week we had on our sponsor, Dallas. If you haven't checked out 66, go back and check out 66. Long, but a goodie. I promise. And I got some free legal advice in there. But keep on keeping on with the listens, with the follows, with the subscribers, folks. We are growing, and that is thanks to you. Anyhow, we'll do that later. But for now, James, I know you got questions on your mind.
Always do. Let's start with – I was going to get into the Met Gala last week, but we kind of ran long, so I couldn't fit it in there. But I was just going to ask – if the Met Gala thing was things in your junk drawer, what would you be wearing?
A lot of peppermints, a lot of batteries, some old chapsticks to get pushed to the back, and loose screws and bolts that go to things that are just extra that I throw in there, and an old roll of scotch tape.
Hey, what is that just going to be a suit, or what is that going to be just a shirt? No.
All those things are just going to cover my nasty parts, and then everything else is going to be bare skin.
Hey, yo.
Gonna need a lot of batteries, you know what I mean? Gonna need at least 4 AAAs, you feel me? Whatever.
What you got, Gary?
I got the same shit in my junk drawer, except I don't really have a junk drawer. I have like a cabinet. Mm-hmm. I got all kinds of shit, and I got a bag full of chapsticks. I got batteries, medicine, tools. Bag? Yeah, I don't know why I got a bag. It just came to my possession somehow. It's a whole ass bag, and not even the same kind. There's different kinds in there. And I'm good on chapstick for the next 63 years at least.
It just reminded me. My sister-in-law gave me fucking loose batteries in my stocking 1 year. They were all the same kind, but I guess she bought like the 32 pack or the 64 pack and just dumped all them bitches in there. I thought I was getting something good because it was heavy. Little did I know.
Just dead batteries that you didn't want to throw away.
They were good AA batteries back whenever I played my Xbox, so I always needed them. But
yeah.
Shout out my sister-in-law. If you're listening, if you're not listening, that was a shitty gift.
In my junk drawer, I got a lot of plastic bags, so I'm gonna have to work with that. And then I got a lot of sauces from like fast food joints, so like McDonald's barbecue sauce, Sonic stuff.
Sausage? I was so confused.
Nah, Taco Bell sauces. I think that's all I got in these drawers. Oh, you know what? I have some batteries as well. Well, I'm back on my Xbox a little bit, but when I was solely on the Xbox, I'm looking around what else I have over there. I think that's it. I'm just have to work with that.
What do you call your drawers?
What do you mean? What? Just what I call
it? What do you call your drawers? Like, if someone said, I'm about to go in this drawer, you would say, don't. That's where I keep my...
underwear? Drawers?
You call them whatever. Underwear?
Whatever comes out my mouth?
Yeah, underwear or boxers.
Yeah.
Even though they're not like real boxers.
I call them my chonies.
Your chonies?
I get that. I could have called that.
I don't know what that means, but I always call them draws whenever I'm not talking about mine. If I saw somebody's underwear on the street, I'd be like, look at them draws. But whenever I get home, I got holy chonies. I don't have holy draws.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Be honest. How many pairs of draws you got holes in them?
Probably like two, because I just did a recycle. I bought like six new pairs like a month ago, and I threw all the bad ones out.
Do you buy the value pack?
Nah, I don't know. I just go to Marshalls and buy whatever's there.
Interesting.
Maybe four. I throw them away as soon as it gets a hole most of the time, but I haven't gone through like to, you know, sort everything out.
How big a hole they got to be for you to throw them away?
It's going to be a little hole. I'm done with them. It don't take much.
My jaws look like Spider-Man whenever he gets blown up by the Green Goblin. I can't bend over in front of my wife because she pissed.
But like,
it ain't even draws no more. It looks like fishnet.
My shit like tears like from the thigh part, bro. Like from my inner thigh, that's where it fucking just rips from.
Damn, James.
That's where they tear at, bro. I don't know why.
He's all Rosado.
So I just throw them bitches away. I'm just like, goddamn. It's just my thunderous thighs.
I'll let a hole ride until it's like a second entry point. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, hey, that's good geometry. That's that's pretty good. I can't argue with that. James, you mentioned there's Taco Bell sauces in your junk drawer. What's your go-to Taco Bell sauce?
The spiciest one. Was that fire sauce?
You gonna do the Diablo packet?
Is that the fire? The most. Good lord, I can't talk. The most spiciest.
Supposedly, I go with fire because the Diablo tastes like plastic or something.
I haven't tried the Diablo, so maybe I just missed that one. But I usually use fire though. What about you, Greg?
Yeah, I get fire, but I've never tried the Diablo.
I wouldn't suggest it.
Gotta try it once at least, though. I'm gonna have to get some.
You telling me to try the devil? No, thank you. Oh.
That's not what I'm saying, but all right.
So try the horns, brother.
That's what I'm saying. Just once.
The sauce, my fault.
See, speaking of Taco Bell, you know what a ghost wipe is?
A ghost wipe?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, don't tell me. Is that whenever... No, I don't know. You got to tell me.
It's whenever you do the do and you wipe and it's clean.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
It may go by a different name. I call it a ghost wipe. Apparently, whenever it happens to me, I'm like, I'm about to go buy a lotto ticket because I can't believe this shit just happened. But apparently, it's a sign of good health.
Okay.
Well, not looking good for me.
That's kind of how I took it. I said, well, if I have once every now and then, I mean, that's got to be okay, right? Check engine light on.
Yeah, it gotta be. You count for something, bro.
But if my booty's spitting, I know that ain't good either.
Like Lewis, he said, all I do is just,
exactly.
Just
splatter. Oh,
not good.
He don't know that feeling. Shout out Lewis. If you got your bingo cards out, there's your Lewis.
Oh, damn. I know it's called a ghost wipe, though.
It may be called maybe a phantom wipe. I don't know. But anyhow, for those of you who have them regularly, consider yourself lucky. You have a clean bill of health, and I hate you, and I hope you get cramps.
Hey, it is what it is. I get it maybe once a blue moon.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I can remember having them, and recently it's just it's not like something that happens regularly.
If you go once and it's clean, Do you do a second wipe to make sure?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to, bro.
I gotta make sure, bro. I gotta be positive.
No, I feel you. I went dry, then I went moist towelette, and then dry again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All three were clean. It's like getting the 3-7s in Vegas, baby.
There you go.
Never know.
Yep. Yeah.
You gotta be sure. You know, I could have wiped the wrong ass. You never know. You know what I'm saying? So.
Could have gone through the wrong entry point.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Oh, shit.
I'm just repeating what's been said.
This is not going to be a complete sports talk, but just real quick, lottery pick. Y'all had a lot to say on Twitter, so I just want to get y'all's opinion here on the pod.
Rigged.
Yeah, what do you want my opinion on, James? That shit was rigged.
I just wanted to ask. I was just saying.
It's stupid, like, man. I tweeted something out. Listen, Commissioner, hear me out on this one. If a player sits out voluntarily, if the team shuts him down, you cannot be eligible for a top 5-10 pick. So those teams, at least 10 and back. And then if some team has the highest percentage chance of getting this pick, they should be locked in a guaranteed top 3 pick. You know, I saw a tweet today. Apparently Adam Schefter was going on about how the lottery would be great in the NFL. Could you imagine if the fucking Chiefs managed to get the number one pick, or, you know, somebody who made the divisional round got the number one pick? I mean, because the Mavs didn't get all the way to the playoffs, but they made the play-in. They weren't bad team. I thought so. Yeah, they played Memphis and then got knocked out.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, they were a postseason team. It's rigged, though. Cleveland traded LeBron. They got it. New Orleans traded CP3. They got it. New Orleans traded AD. They got it. And then I think Cleveland happened again with Cleveland. I don't know. And then, anyway, I hate that shit. It pissed me off.
I don't like the Mavs, so I was pissed that they got it. I don't like Nico, bro. Like, not because of the whole Luka shit. I don't like him because of the Luka thing. Because, I mean, not that I'm a Mavs fan, but it's like I said last week. I don't want anybody helping the Lakers, you know what I'm saying? And you just gave him Luka for a fucking box of post toasties. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like him for that. And then I see pictures of him, and I hate his fucking face, bro.
Yeah.
He always looks like he smells a fart. And he might have did it.
He blamed other people.
So that, I mean, to see them get the first round pick when they're there, what were they picked? What was their highest projection? Like 11 or something like that, or 10 or 8?
They jumped up 10 spots. I think they were projected to go 11.
That shit was, like I said, I didn't like it. Flag didn't look particularly happy about it either. I don't know if y'all saw his reaction.
I did. He looked.
I didn't see it. Upset.
But also. Fuck him. Are you about to make millions? Why does it matter?
Where's he from?
Shit, he's I don't from know.
Maine. Maine? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
mad shot. He's going to play around a bunch of black people.
There's people saying that he probably would prefer to go to Philly because that's probably the closest team to Maine, I think. Maybe. No, I guess New York, right?
Or Boston.
Yeah, New York. Yeah, one of them. Were any of them in the lottery, though?
Geology? Nah. The 76ers were, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that'd be the closest. I ask y'all that just because a few times there's been like conspiracies around this, the lottery pick. The first year that it was like shown in the NBA was 1985. And this is when Patrick Ewing was coming into the league. And it was projected that Houston was going to get the number one overall pick. And the Knicks were like 10 or 11 or something like that. So the conspiracy is the envelope that had the Knicks logo on it. One, it might have been like frozen. So whoever was in there, it felt the cold one, pulled it out, and that's the number one pick. Another thing is like somebody bumped the envelope so where you can feel like a crinkle on the side of it and pull it out, and it was the Knicks pick. But everyone thought Patrick Ewing was going to Houston for sure. Because Houston was, like, really bad that year. And the Knicks, they were semi-bad, but not as bad as Houston. So they're like, okay, he's probably going to Houston. And then David Stern pulled it out. Number one overall pick, New York Knicks. Patrick Ewing goes to the Knicks. And ever since then, there's been, like, years where the lottery happens and people are like, especially this year. Just like, well, that doesn't seem right.
Mm-mm.
So
whatever.
It might be just a – an NBA like a ticket seller kind of thing. So with the him going to Dallas kind of saves Nico's job. It takes kind of the heat off him because now they have a replacement for Luka. Maybe. We don't even know if this guy's going to be good in the league or not. So, I don't know. It's just weird.
I hope he drafts some – I mean, I hope he doesn't even take flag. I hope he takes that guy from Texas, G.
Trey Johnson.
Yeah, he's projected like fourth or fifth. I think it'd be funny if he took him first.
Hey, Trey Cole, man. Trey Cole.
Yeah, he's a good shooter.
He ain't flag.
Nah, but I think Nico Harris or whatever his name is would do some stupid shit like that.
Somebody said he gonna get flagged and then trade him immediately.
I would not doubt it, bro. Trade up for something else or just get a big time player to Dallas or something.
Who's that guy that Anthony Edwards says? I don't care who we got Jalen McDaniels. That's who he's gonna trade for. I want him and Nick Batum.
I see y'all got the number two pick, Greg. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know if they're going to package it for Giannis or somebody. Or I was hoping that Cooper Flagg would try to pull Eli Manning and not show up to the workouts for the Mavs and shit like that and kind of force the Mavs into trading or swapping with the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. I know it sounds ridiculous and it's probably far-fetched, but I mean – the Mavs didn't get no fucking draft stock for that Luka trade. I think they've got a third in 2027 or some shit.
At least.
You got old ass Kyrie. You got old ass AD. Well, he's not super old, but he's getting there. Old ass Klay Thompson. You know, you swap with the Spurs, you still get the number two pick, and then we give him the 14th. I feel like that's a good deal. I make that trade.
Yeah. I see in the little things that they're making, like potential starting five or whatever. I'm like, this whole starting five is not going to play 82 games, bro.
Hell no, nah, bro.
Laughs at ACL.
That shit made of glass.
The team doctor's sitting there.
Nope. He needs a raise.
Immediately, bro.
Hold on. Before I move on, Greg, you got anything?
No, y'all fucking didn't want to talk about my cologne problems.
Anyway. Breaking news. You're not hearing it first because a lot of y'all got TikTok, but gingers are black. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah.
In surprising news, the gingers have been declared black. I don't know by who. I don't know why, but I've seen at least two reels on Instagram about black people. There was two white girls, two ginger white girls, and they said, that's Tia and Tamara. So I don't know what to think about it, but it made me think, Greg, you can have a vote, although you are not, you know, black. Mm. James, think about famous redheads and I'll help you out. Who would you actually claim?
Damn. I can't even think of a famous redhead off the top of my head right now. Hold on. I'm going to Google too.
I mean, there's Ron Weasley. There's the mom from the Flintstones. Reba.
Emma Stone.
Is she a natural redhead?
Yeah, I think so. I looked at redheads and she popped up. So
they say it, then it must be true.
Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran for sure. Go ahead and throw Reba in there. Who else we got? Nicole Kidman? Nah.
Who is that? Who is that redhead that played for Boston? Scalabrine?
Yeah.
Legend.
Give me him.
Fuck it. Throw in Scalabrine. Yeah, go ahead and throw him in as well. I'm trying to find some other ones, but it just give me the same people. Oh, what's her name? From the Jurassic Park movies, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, yeah. Is she a redhead?
She was
a blonde.
The girl from Wedding Crashers and Hot Rod.
Is that Amy Adams or the other one?
Amy Adams is bad too, but I'm talking about the other one.
Her name is Isla Fisher.
There you go.
What about that girl? What about that girl from The Office? Was she a redhead?
Pam?
No, not Pam. The other one.
The dumb
one. No. She was dumb. She sat at the front desk. I don't know. I don't watch that
Pam. Pam Beasley.
Who's the one that ends up with Jim?
That's Pam. All
right, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the other one.
That's Aaron.
Yeah, 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 that one. Wasn't she a redhead?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
And if she is, we ain't taking her. What about Andy Dalton, the Red Rocket?
Mm-mm.
Nope, pass. Okay.
I had to sit for a minute.
I noticed.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry.
He didn't even got here. He don't count.
Michael Fassbender. He's the Magneto from the recent X-Men movies. I'll take him.
Okay, okay, okay.
Let's see. Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris don't want to be black. Chuck Norris about to kill himself. Y'all better not tell him gingers are black.
Hey, Chuck, if you're listening, I got bad news for you.
You say Kim Possible?
Is she redhead? She got brown hair.
No, she's redhead, but the actress that voiced her was brown-headed.
That's Ren. Give me Kim Possible. Yeah, she can make the squad for sure.
Let's see.
Seth Green. Got... Seth Green's up there.
Yeah, Seth Green.
The Family Guy?
Yeah.
Mm. He's, what's his name from Family Guy?
Chris. Chris. He's Chris. Dr. Evil's yeah, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Hot.
Freaking laser beam, Scott.
Last one, Paul Bettany. He's a Vision on in Marvel. I'll take him.
Okay.
So what's this? What is the? I mean, why is this coming about? Why are they saying the genders are black?
I can find zero to little reasoning. It's just a trend. You know how trends are on social media, man. Somebody will say Asian people can fly. And then all of a sudden, Asian people can fly.
Well, there's a TikToker that she's the one that started all this. And I couldn't find the original video, but I found bits and pieces from everybody like stitching into it and everything. But she was just like, you know, like G said, trans or whatever. And she's like, the other people that have been like discriminated and stuff, like black people is redheads. So technically, gingers, redheads are black people. And then TikTok just ran with it and stuff. So that's really what kind of where it came about.
Well, you know, my boy, Noe has a penchant for redheaded women. So shout out to him for being so progressive at an early age. Good for you, Noe. We'll put some applause there.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, Noe, I didn't know you like black women.
Yeah. Crazy.
I don't understand it. By no means, P showed me a video before I was getting on here, and it's this redhead getting bullied at work for something. And then he goes home and he's looking in the mirror. He's like, "What's up, YG?" So what else was on there? Young Cinnamon. I don't know what else they had, but it was
Red Velvet. We didn't say nothing about Canelo. Canelo's a ginger.
Oh yeah, shit.
I'll take him. We could have
him. Completely forgot about that. Yeah, they were coming over lots of red names.
Damn. We are not saying, bro, blacks and gingers are the same.
Did we ever tell that story on the podcast about that time we were at a party, and this was whenever Canelo was on the up and up? He was still kind of, you know, he was still, how do you say it? What's the word? He was still paying his dues, I guess. We were like, I think we were like freshmen or sophomores in college. I mean, so he was known, but you know what I'm saying? He had just fought, and then we went to a party, and we're all turned up. And it's not even a fucking real party. We're at some small apartment with like 10 people. And I think we know one of them. So, like, me and the boys, Lewis, and my roommates, Alan, we're all like huddled together talking about the fight, just going brazy. You know what I'm saying? Talking about fucking can't fuck a redheaded Mexican, you know, just going off about redheaded Mexicans with no discretion about who's around us. You know what I'm saying? We're just talking redheaded Mexicans. And then this guy walks up and is like, "What about redheaded Mexicans?" Like offended, bro. Like mad. And then we look and he's a redheaded Mexican, bro. He thought we were talking shit about him. So he tries to fight us, bro. And we're like, "Bro, what do you mean? We're talking about Canelo." And he's like, "Nah, bro, y'all talking shit. You know I got red hair. They're going off, bro." And so his friends like take him on the balcony too. And we're like, "Hey, let's get the fuck out of here before this guy, you know, gets violent."
He's about to channel his inner Canelo. He said, "Give me strength."
He was, dude.
Pissing people off. Aggressive ass people like that. You need to relax.
Right.
What are the odds, though? You know what I'm saying? We didn't even see that guy.
Yeah, you looked him over because you were being prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
Should have known with this.
No, he would have hit on him. God damn. Hey, what's up, red hair? Is that a sliver of copper I see?
Sliver wow. of copper is crazy.
Yeah, you like that one, James.
Anyway, bro. All
right.
Let's get to this one. Which movie hero would absolutely fold under pressure if they had to hold down a 9-to-5 job? Any movie hero from any type of movie.
Oh, easy. Hancock.
He would fold under a 9-to-5?
Yeah, but he ain't working a 9-to-5.
Whenever you say fold, what do you mean? Just like
just under the pressure of working a 9-to-5. So let's throw him into like an office type of work or something, and then he's just getting all these deadlines and stuff, emails and everything like that. Who's the worst person to put into that situation?
I'm pretty sure that's how The Incredibles starts, with Mr. Incredible in his little small ass car.
Oh, so, shit.
Give me Mr. Incredible.
I completely forgot about that shit.
Or Deadpool, because that motherfucker tried. Didn't work.
Me. I'm a hero. And I've been folding at my 9-to-5.
You're a hero?
Say that a hero can say. Yeah, I forget about that song. Ever since Greg brought it up, it's been in the rotation heavy.
Bro, say it. It's a good fucking song. I haven't stopped listening to it. I'm like, damn, bro, it's a good-ass song. I
also didn't realize that he was the lead singer of what, Nickelback? Or
yeah, that's the Nickelback guy.
Yeah, Chad Kroger.
I don't know who the other guy is, though. Josie, I think he was Saliva, maybe, or some other fucking band that I don't remember.
But yeah, bro, I listen to that shit when I'm going to work.
Like, me too, dude. In the morning, bro, I put that bitch on. I'm like, yo, it's gonna make today way better.
My daughter's gonna be pissed whenever she grows up, or she's gonna be hype as hell because I take her in the car and I be playing my music. She gonna know a lot of curse words. Sorry, baby girl.
The whole time, I thought it was Nickelback that sang that song until I put the song on the end of one of the episodes or whatever. And they kept bringing up the singer and then the other dude. I said, bro, what the hell is this? And then finally, I just played the song. I said, oh. It's not Nickelback. It's just the singer. My fault. I thought it was Nickelback the whole time.
I thought his name was Chaz for the longest time. Because anybody who sings like that, your name got to be Chaz.
Chaz.
It's close, isn't it? It's Chad.
Yeah, but Chaz sounds like somebody who sings like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah, for sure.
Who do you think, James?
Oh, shit. I completely forgot about the question. My fault. Let's see. From 9-to-5... trying to think of just a hero that's not like an MCU hero or something like that, just something random. Oh, you know what? From The Boys, what's his name? Who's the menace, bro? What's his name?
Oh, the MAGA guy?
Homelander?
Homelander. Yeah. Boy gonna crumble and just kill everybody in wherever job he working at. Right. Or even Soldier Boy too, bro, with his fucking bag ass too.
Hey, he was in Lubbock.
Yeah, he was in Lubbock. Last night.
Yeah, it was last night.
Oh, was it? I thought it was last week.
He might still be here. he could still be here if they took him to China Star. You never know.
China Star.
They letting him out. They gonna chain him up in the basement. You perform for us now.
Did y'all see him adding what's his name, DDG or whatever, on Twitter earlier today? The dude that was with. I was gonna say the dude that's with Haley Berry,
the problematic ass baby daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not Berry. I think it's Bailey.
Bailey, not Berry. What the fuck? I'm sorry.
Shout out Halle Berry though. Hey. I love you.
Dude, she got that freaky ass video on Mother's Day with
bro. Her. I was like, what is happening right now?
Somebody quote tweeted and said, "Can I come?" Or if y'all ain't done, can I join? And she responded to whoever the hell it was. What happened with this DDG count? Is there more?
Apparently he put his hands on Haley Bailey. Or is it Halle Bailey? I forget which sister it is. The one with the baby. But apparently he put his hands on her and everything. And then randomly Soulja Boy got on Twitter. Is like, next time I see you, I'm going to fuck you up or some bullshit like that. And I'm just like, where the fuck did this come from for Soulja Boy? But I guess he deleted the tweet, so it's not on here anymore. But I was like, that was random as hell. But yeah, apparently he's a streamer or some bullshit like that. He's always with that other dumbass Aiden Ross or whatever the fuck his name is. God. Yeah, so.
You ain't got to say anything about that.
Not the best of people. Oh, here it is. I found it. You a bitch ass N-word for putting your hands on Hallie. If I catch you, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you. Just out of nowhere, bro.
Doesn't Soulja Boy got allegations?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Out of nowhere, bro.
I don't know if he's in a position to be the advocate that he thinks he's being.
Yeah, the quote
is not a bad idea, though. I mean, let's. I think we should make people that make these guys that hit women make them fight each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They want to hit somebody so bad. Fight each other. Then if you win, you just have to fight the next one until you lose.
It's a gauntlet.
If you lose, we kill you.
Battle Royale.
You know what I'm saying?
Make it gladiator style.
Put them on. It worked back then for the gladiators.
Yeah. I finally saw Gladiator 2. Good film.
I keep putting it off. I watched the original one. And then I was like, all right, bet I'm going to go watch the second one in theaters. Never did. Now it's on Peacock. And I'm like, I always it's just looking at me like the fucking Green Goblin mask. And I'm just like, can't right now. Can't. Just that's keep pushing it off. Yeah.
That movie with Paul Rudd and the guy from I Think You Should Leave.
I Love You, Man.
Tim Robbins.
Oh.
Tim Robinson. Banana. That just came out. Yeah, I want to go see that. It's called Friendship.
Yeah. I saw the trailer for it, but I mean, got kids, bills, kids, and other shit. I can't be going to
the
movies.
The LAJ is calling it a laugh riot.
The what? Laugh riot.
What's the LAJ?
The Lubbock Avalanche Journal, baby.
Oh my God, Greg. Listen, I know if you read a newspaper, damn sure ain't going to be the LAJ.
Nah, I ain't reading that shit.
You're making it seem like it's the fucking Post or the Time.
What is it called?
Friendship Avalanche Journal.
No, the movie.
The movie? Yeah, it's called Friendship or something like that.
Friendship. I haven't heard of that one.
It looks good, dude. The trailer is weird, though. The trailer makes it feel like a tense, like drama, scary movie type.
Yeah, he basically just becomes obsessed with his neighbor, and then the neighbor like ghosts him, and then he's wondering why. And they cut the scenes like it's gonna be real dramatic, but the next scene is just him like, I just want to know why he's not my friend anymore.
We had a couple good hangs.
Yeah,
I'm about to check that out.
Sorry. I'm just looking. We talked about it earlier, but we got the Jets week one, bro. You didn't tell me all that.
Yeah, we're about to get in that ass week one.
Yeah, okay.
Through the hole in the draws.
Whoa. Okay.
Y'all even got a quarterback, Greg. We're not finna do this.
We got Mason MAGA Rudolph.
I always knew you was a red pill.
In a Trump presidency. He's gonna throw for 5,000 yards this season.
Every time he throws the ball, it's Donald.
This is last chance to go to the White House and meet Trump. He's getting to that Super Bowl.
He ain't.
I don't think so.
I just picture that fake image of Mike Tomlin.
But what I was going to say is the Final Destination movie, the new one, it got to 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. So people are saying it's really good.
I saw that.
What do they call it? I'm going to say live advertising, but that's not right. They got those log trucks.
Yeah. It's just marketing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if it's not a billboard or a commercial, but they got these log trucks that have that thing on the back and it says Final Destination. Mm. And for those of us who watch the original, we got PTSD from that shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I ain't never been behind one of them. I'm just, excuse me, because fuck that. Hell nah, bro. I ain't doing that shit. It's
good marketing now, bro. They see the tweets.
Yeah, definitely.
They got interns working them computers hard. I wanted to talk about another trend. Right, because I send y'all a lot of videos, and I'll send y'all all the videos I like. I'd be grateful. I want to know how you're going to punish your kids, because I think I'm going to make my daughter do Drew Hills.
Yeah, the Drew Hills is hilarious.
Yeah, that shit is fucking crazy. It's fucking that's hilarious stuff. But
for those of you who don't know, if you have time, search up Drew Hill, and I don't know which music video it is. Shit, it might be all of them, but it's just this motion of a step to the left or the right, and then you kind of hop with it.
Yeah.
It's basically a jump squat. You don't squat. Anyway, parents, black parents, have been on Instagram making their kids do these things. And I think the funniest part is whenever the kid can't do it right and the parent isn't even mad about what happened to get them in trouble. It's more so, you're not doing the steps correctly. It's supposed to be a step, then hop. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not always going to whip my daughter's ass. I think sometimes I'm going to make her do Drew Hills.
I'm gonna make Five Rad Kids. I'm gonna make them do the new additions. The what's it called? If it is the Love Music video where they have where they're dancing like in the studio and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they gotta get the steps right or whatever, and they keep starting over. But I'm not gonna tell her that they're missing the steps too. Start over.
So you basically gonna be Bobby Brown, huh, James? Is that what you're saying?
That's crazy. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, don't get the crack pipe.
All right, Greg.
Do you remember that episode of How I Met Your Mother where they're doing like a game show to see who's gonna be the godparent of Marshall and Lily's child?
Mm-hmm. I never watched that show. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You never watched it, James? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember it.
Anyway, they're talking about, well, how would you discipline our child in the future if we're dead and you're the godparent? And, you know, they're talking about it. And then Barney's like, you're grounded. You're not going to be able to wear your 100% leather belt. And now you have to wear this $20 reversible belt from some shitty brand or whatever. That's going to be me, bro. I'm gonna be like, no more Creed cologne for you. You got to wear this body spray.
You got to wear this summer mink.
Yeah, you're wearing summer mink for 2 weeks.
You just went like your grandma. Locked away for ages. Whenever you decided to act up.
Your grandma loved this one. You about to smell like her for a week at school.
The Black Panther one or whatever from
Sex Panther.
Sex Panther. It's funny. What is that?
It was like gasoline.
Yeah. Principal's gonna be calling home and said, "Sir, I don't know what happened to your child, but they smell like chemicals." It's like, "Oh, don't worry about it."
Yeah, well, he shouldn't have acted up, so
yeah. You want me to whoop his ass or you want me to make him wear bad cologne?
You choose. Did they ever make y'all like go sit in the corner or whatever, like during class or some bullshit? Have you ever got in trouble in class?
Nope.
I remember
put at the house.
In the house.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
So
and I was scared too, because that's where the spiders were.
Like, fuck.
In the corner.
You gotta go to the corner again.
Might have turned into a superhero.
Spike me real quick. I think it was like sixth grade or seventh grade or something like that, and they would like do that shit or whatever. But for everyone else, they're like, yeah, just go sit in the corner, whatever, and just don't face the class. But for me, they're like, take your desk and go sit in the corner. Like, why do I gotta fucking take a desk? Why can't I just do that? So I would have to like scooch over there and shit like that. And then I'm dragging the fucking desk.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, quietly. I'm like, what the fuck do you want from me? You want the desk? Go move it over there or not? Like, I can't pick this bitch up. Fucking
heavy ass.
10 years desk. Old. Yeah.
The fuck, and you know, whenever you went to school, them shits was made out of real wood.
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
60 pound office desk. All right. Before we go any further, this episode is sponsored by Dallas Gutierrez at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas. 8775-DALLAS. I quote, this is a quote. You can go back to 66 and check. He said, if you get pulled over or if you feel like you're about to go to jail, shut up. Don't say anything. All right? That's the kind of advice you could be getting if you talk to Dallas. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Damn. English language is tough. You're kicking our ass.
Another news. I got a couple things. We got a new Pope.
Yep.
American Pope sounds like a Marilyn Manson record. But he's from Chicago.
Shaw City.
What is he, G?
Oh, he's a GD. God's disciple. Man, they go crazy up there.
So that's cool, I guess, for Catholics that like deep dish pizza.
Which is lasagna, by the way. I'm going to go on record and saying that ain't pizza.
No, that's a soup. That's a soup and a bread bowl, bro. Ain't no fucking
that.
You know, pizza, bro. That's a big ass bread bowl. And then, secondly, another also other news. Yeah, I remember a couple weeks ago, Elon Musk was talking about how we need to colonize Mars because the sun's gonna fuck us up and all this shit. He's right about the sun fucking us up one day. It's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, scientists said that it's probably gonna happen a lot sooner than we expected. it's still a long ways away, but it was 10 to the 1,011th power. Now it's 10 to the 78th power years away.
Damn.
It's a substantial drop.
You know
what I mean? So, I don't know. Fuck it. I mean, we're going to be dead anyway.
You know, I did. It was warmer today.
Yeah. Oh, shit. The sun is exploding right now.
So I felt it. You know, them scientists, they be scientists. It was hot. You know, forecast is going to be hot this week. So,
you know, it's hot too.
Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is, you know, it's hot out.
Yeah. So that's. It's not even that. It's not even. I mean, it's not even the Earth focused. Is what I'm trying to say. Excuse me. Fuck. I can't talk to you. The whole universe is gonna die. That's what they're saying. It's not. Hell it's not that we're gonna get disintegrated by the sun quicker. Which is, I mean, that's true. That's true as well. But the universe itself will no longer exist. So Elon's talking about colonizing Mars. We got to get the fuck out the Milky Way. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. We got to figure out how to go
galaxy.
To the next galaxy.
What do you think the next one's called? A Reese's? Snickers?
Maybe this man!
Boo! James, put some booze in there.
Don't they name these other galaxies already, too?
Yeah, but I don't know their fucking names. They're the only one that matters to me.
I'm about to look it up.
All I claim is the MW, yurt.
Yep.
We got the cigar galaxy, so now that sounds kind of cool.
Oh, so I was crazy by saying Snickers.
Hey, bro, I don't know. We got NASA, I guess. We got Bose Galaxy, Cigar Galaxy, ooh. Cosmos, Redshift 7. Who's naming this shit?
Redshift 7 sounds kind of lit. I'm not gonna lie.
Elliptical galaxies. I'm assuming they just got ellipticals everywhere.
Yeah, they just work out.
I don't want to go there. Don't send me there.
I was about to say this completely wrong. I thought it was sombreros, but it is not sombrero. Wait, is it sombrero?
If it's sombreros, you know who they're sitting in there.
S-O-M-B-R-E-R-O. Sombrero galaxy, hey, I guess. Greg,
get ready to learn sombrero, buddy.
And the dwarf galaxies. I don't know what the fuck going on over there.
I don't know if you can say that.
That's what it says. Black Eye Galaxy, Butterfly Galaxy.
Hold on. Did you say black guy?
Black Eye.
Oh. I was like, there's no way there's a sombrero galaxy and a black guy galaxy.
Elon's naming these things, isn't he?
That's just a few, but there's a lot more.
Why are we really stressing about this shit? There's so many galaxies. We just hop on a spaceship, cruise on over. Greg's got one with subs in it if you want to ride in that one.
We can't even get to the next planet right now, bro. What do you mean?
We can't get to the next planet right now.
We can barely get to the moon.
As soon as that sun expands, I don't know the feet. As soon as that shit goes up another 2%, 3%, how big the sun got to get before we're cooked like some rotisserie chickens on this spinning ass rock?
I'm telling you, bro, I'd be feeling it. My skin just be sizzling. I sound like the fajita plate of chilies.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask the AI. See how big the sun got to get before we just, you know, burn up. Let's see. Y'all go ahead. I'm going to look this up real quick.
Well, I was going to have a brief segment called I went to the doctor's. And I'd be nosy as shit whenever I'm in the doctor's office. I'd be trying to pass the time, so I'd be going through their cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if y'all do the same thing, if y'all just sit on your phones, but... yeah, I'd be nosy. A lot of doctors just have gloves and popsicle sticks and cotton balls.
Be stealing Q-tips. That's what I ain't leaving there with nothing.
I'm leaving here with something. Yeah, I'd be taking some of their Vaseline and stuff, the little ointments, the creams and the lotions.
Yo, what the fuck kind of doctor are you going to?
That wasn't part of the segment. You know what I hate about doctor's office? That loud ass, crunchy ass paper on the bed.
I know, bro.
I'll be sitting on it, and I immediately rip it. So then I'm in panic mode thinking, oh, shit, I tore it. But it's supposed to tear. It's like a big-ass paper towel, but sometimes I'll be wearing my cargo shorts and my zipper.
You know what I'll be doing, bro? I'll be getting under it like a blanket. I'm going to lay down.
But it's vertical. What the hell?
Yeah, bro, I'll just get under that bitch.
Looks like a racing stripe.
If they didn't want me to use it as a blanket, they should have never gave it to me presented as a blanket.
So it has to get 109 times bigger than its current size right now.
Oh, so that's at least
three. We got time. Yeah, we got time.
It gave me like what would happen if the sun like just got real big. Was because it says in 5 billion years the sun will run out of hydrogen and expand into a red giant, potentially growing to engulf Mercury, Venus, and possibly Earth. If Earth isn't swallowed, mm-hmm. the sun's intense heat and solar winds would strip away the Earth's atmosphere, boil the oceans, bake the crust, disintegrate life long before the sun physically touches the Earth.
About to turn
Damn. Into a goblin.
Bro, it'd be pasta. He's boil the oceans. Hey.
Yeah.
Depending on, well, if it's boiling, I guess it's really fucking hot. But imagine you just step into the ocean, it's a jacuzzi. I'd be going down the aisle. Well, we basically be hot dogs. Insane,
bro. Yeah, just cooking in that bitch. Mm-hmm. Hell no, nah, man. But 5 billion years, we got time. We good.
How many?
That's not our problem. 5 billion.
Big bees. All right. Well,
big bees.
If we can't get out this fucking rock in 5 billion years, then we deserve to go down with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Let the solar just wind like take me.
Just like the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, that'd be
it's kind of.
When it happens, that'd be a fire-ass music video. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Transmit that out to the aliens.
Yeah. They won't fuck with us no more.
Just send an SOS. Like, we got 5 billion years. Please tell us how to jump your galaxies.
It just reiterates my anti-capitalism stance, though. Like, none of this shit matters. We're going to get swallowed by the sun in 5 billion years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
But staying on capitalism... Be stuck in a group chat with Kanye, Elon, and Trump, or have to explain a TikTok slang to your grandma on live TV?
Second option.
TikTok slang.
Can I get the options again?
Be stuck in a group chat with Kanye, Elon, and Trump, or have to explain a TikTok slang to your grandma on live TV?
Now put me in a group chat.
I just want to see what this group chat goes with Greg in it.
I feel like it's just a bunch of memes and GIFs and GIFs and all that shit.
I'm just going to be sending them silly ass pictures of themselves. Like the worst pictures possible. Like Donna with his wig blown back and his tan line showing, or his, you know what I'm saying, spray tan showing.
I always like whenever they show Elon, but they say it's like an alien living inside of a human body and his belly is just like where the alien lives.
Y'all seen that story about the guy that was a black guy and he went and befriended a lot of Klan members and turned them away from the Klan?
Yeah, I read it the other day, actually.
They get double agent.
They could tell stories like that about me in that group chat.
Greg saved Kanye.
Greg converted Trump to Democrat by sending memes.
Hey. By sending memes. Put that on the Lubbock Avalanche.
Yeah, it's going to be in the LAJ. They're going to be pissed.
Yeah, they're going to be a riot here in Lubbock.
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
You thought the J6ers were mad. Wait till Lubbock reads that.
I think I would want to be in the group chat just so I can see the chaos in it. Because I know they're going to be just sending this dumbass shit.
You trying to get converted.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to do no conversion.
That's mm-hmm. not.
You're trying to be with your people.
You're already in that group chat. What are you talking about?
I don't know why this reminded me of a tweet that I tweeted the other day, but this lady, she was talking about how people kind of demonize African culture and stuff like that, and she brings up Greek mythology and the Bible, and what else did she bring up? Oh, she's talking about anime and Buddhism and Hindi and stuff that other, you know, cultures talk about and stuff, but nobody demonizes those things. And then this dude, he quote tweeted, he said Greek mythology is demonic too. Anything that's not of Christ is of or from the world devil. Hope that helps. And I quote tweeted it, and I gave him two thumbs down. And then Buddy sent me, take it up with Christ and his apostles. And he shrugs. I said, some would say Christ and his apostles are just a mythology too, but that'll put you Christians in the tizzy. But you got it, though. He didn't like that. But I just wanted to bring that up because I was like, you want to just shit on everybody else? Did you think about this? But Christian commanders, what this fucking name was. So I was like, all right, bro. I feel like talking shit today. So, anyway.
For all you believers, you can stop the podcast now.
Damn, James. I thought I was
Yeah, I was on one the other day, bro.
That's a fire ass tweet. I mean, that between yours and then Greg's about the South Africaners coming over. Y'all on a hot streak. I feel like I need to put out some fire tweets to some questionable ass people.
I saw Greg's. I was like, oh yeah, retweet. Yeah.
We acting up today.
Yup.
Type shit. Twin.
I like it, James. That's one of my favorite Mac Miller lyrics is when he said, "One day, what did he say something about one day even God will be forgotten?" And then I saw some dude make a similar argument one time that, you know, we used to worship the Greek gods. Now look at us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I just felt like talking shit that day. So, anyway, tagged me, dude. Song of the week. Like, oh, like my fault. I should have.
Hold on. Let me get my colleague.
What? Hold on one sec. Let me bring somebody into this.
Song of the week. This week, our song of the week is brought to you by Dimbas. I need to go try their catfish, apparently.
I thought they gave us a sponsor. I was like, what?
You know how to put it in the group chat quick, fast, and in a hurry. My song of the week is Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work.
Well, that sounds familiar. There. Okay. Yeah. All right. Gotcha.
Who Can It Be Now?
Can I ask you why that song this week? Before why? Just because?
I be scrolling through reels, man, and you know I hear something like, "Oh damn, I just put in my notes. I listened to that shit one time, but it's my song of the week."
I got you. Greg, you can go ahead if you got it.
I'm gonna go with Juno, Sabrina Carpenter.
What?
Hell yeah, bro!
Because first of all, I like some of her music. I'm not gonna lie. I don't. Y'all don't have Apple Music, huh?
Mm-mm. No.
You know what? That's just a friend of mine. She has a profile. She was jamming Sabrina Carpenter. So I checked out her music. And then she gave me some recommendations, and I liked it. And then Juno has a guitar solo in it. It's real simple, so I learned it. And so I've been jamming it all week.
Basically.
Not my fault.
No, you're good. I'm at the...
He put me on.
I listened to a few of her songs just because... my Spotify will shuffle shit. She got some good songs and stuff, so I'm not mad at it. Just caught me off guard. Mine is... I just lost it. Where'd you go? It's Omar Apollo. Oh, there it is. Hijo de su madre from Omar Apollo.
What?
Yeah. It's one of his earlier albums and stuff.
That just reminded me of that video. I don't know if it's real or not, but it's always a picture or a video of a hippopotamus, and there's a little boy in Spanish he's trying to say is hijo de puta mas.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's been funny. That's awesome. Put me in a tizzy.
In a tizzy.
I like that, James. It's like I'll be trying to find new words. So I've been using the word peruse lately.
Dude, what are you serious?
Yeah.
I used that in a Snapchat last night, and then Jake, shout out Jake, former guest of the pod, sent me a message and used the word peruse. Like literally like 3 minutes after I sent that snap. I didn't send the snap to him. I just sent it out.
It's a hot word, man.
I do like that word. No, I do.
Peruse, to look through, to browse.
Gotcha.
I've said that word on this podcast before. James, you didn't ask me what it meant then.
Did you? I might have missed it. My fault.
I've been using it as the plural form of Peru. Peru.
So Trump said there's two Perus now. So,
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I've been to Perus.
I wanted to talk about the ACL lineup. I just sent it to y'all in the group chat. I just want to see how y'all feel about it. Y'all probably already seen it, but we haven't talked about it on the pod.
I'll say this. My wife wants to go, so that's a pretty good indicator for me if it's good or not. But I saw T-Pain. I saw,
yes, sir.
Is it Dochi?
Yeah.
The Strokes. I mean, Sabrina Carpenter. I just want to see her do that little thing she'd be doing that everybody gets mad about. She'd be doing these sex poses on stage.
Oh, shit.
Luke Combs is cool. I don't know if I'd go every day, but if I had to pick a day, yeah, it's pretty good. It's not the worst I've seen in recent years.
That's what I was gonna ask you. If y'all did go, y'all would just go like one day or something.
Ask me in August or September, whenever my daughter's closer to 10 or 11 months. Because right now, one day, if she can not be a terror, then yeah, maybe the whole weekend.
Mm. Greg, how you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I want to go see Sabrina Carpenter and Doja Cat, but
oh yeah, Doja Cat's bad.
I wasn't really excited about it. And then the way they did the days, it doesn't make me want to go. You know, like if Sabrina and Doja were the same night, I'd go for that night, but they're not. I don't like it.
You'd be barking at the stage, wouldn't you, Greg?
Facts.
You throw your panties up there?
You had to get me out of there, bro. You had to get me removed.
Sabrina! Miss Cat!
I'm trying to find the lineup right now.
I just said it to
you. Yeah. No, did you, my bad? What'd you send it on?
In the group chat.
Yeah, see, like Sabrina Carpenter with the Strokes and Doja. I'm not a big Doja fan. I don't really like her stuff. Djo, I wouldn't mind seeing them or that guy. He's pretty cool. And Pierce DeVille is pretty cool. But like I said, Latin Mafia, I mean, that's kind of cool. But there's more that I don't really care for than that makes it worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Friday, I have no interest in. Cage the Elephant's cool, but not that cool. Empire of the Sun, I like two of their songs. So, yeah, that's a no. And then Sunday, it's just Doja Cat and T-Pain. Yeah, no. I think I'm going to pass again. I'm going to Vegas.
I understand.
Damn.
Just out, bro.
Always a smoochie.
Acting smoochie.
We were actually going to skip this year just because, like, the past 2 years, lineups weren't the best, so usually we get our tickets early, like in December. And I was like, let's hold off and see what the lineup is, and then we'll make a decision. And I wanted to see her. T-Pain, Doja Cat, I've already seen her, so I'm not tripping. But the one that I really want to see, and is a Japanese artist, and they never show up to ACL, is Fujikaze. So I wanted to see him, and the Strokes, of course. Latin Mafia, there's a few other ones, but this is a better lineup than Djo too, better lineup than recent years. So I was like, fuck it, we're going again. So got our tickets and stuff, but it was up in the air at a time, but better lineup than usual. So we said, fuck it.
People at ACL headquarters were sweating, so we haven't gotten confirmation from James.
If I would have saw fucking what's his name? Oh my gosh, I already forgot their name.
Okay, Mumford and Sons or some shit?
Yeah, bro. If I would have saw Mumford and Sons as a headline, I would have said, y'all got it. I ain't gonna be there.
I'm calling in a threat, if you know what I'm saying.
I am not showing up, bro. Fuck that. They're
still sponsoring that bitch.
Because it's either gonna be Mumford and Sons or just Mumford and Pals or whatever the fuck he did. I don't know. But Pals? Not doing whatever he said. But I was like, nah, if they show up again, I'm not going. But decent lineup, so we're gonna be there again per usual.
We got tickets to go see Turnpike Troubadours, brother. Hell yeah. And unfortunately, I was trying to go to any other fucking venue but the one here in Lubbock, and I couldn't work it out. So we're going to the venue in Lubbock, unfortunately. I'm very embarrassed. Cook's Garage is fucking dumbasses.
Oh my god.
Damn,
it's official. Greg's lightsaber will now be red from now on.
I didn't give him no money, bro. Alan bought the tickets. I told Alan, I was like, I ain't giving them motherfuckers my money.
If you hear somebody honking during the concert driving by on the interstate, that's me trying to create chaos.
Yeah. Chaos. Just do it before the turnpike goes on.
Who else is going to be before me?
I don't know. Some band that I don't. Oh, no, it's a band, something in the Saints. Shane something.
Oh, Shane and the Saints. Shane Smith something. And the Saints.
One of them whites.
Well, hope you got your hood all cleaned up.
James gonna let me borrow his because I'm not.
Hey, whoa, nah, bro. I got it. Sorry, that's all you. You got it. Jasper, that's crazy. I got one more question. Then, if y'all got something, then we can bring it up. But well, which one do I want to do? I'll do this one. Which celebrity would make the worst roommate, and what's the final straw that makes you kick them out?
Ooh. Well, I'm thinking of celebrity characters because I don't know these people, how they truly are. So, you know, I could say Stanley from The Office, right? Am I talking about the actual actor or the character he plays?
We'll just do the characters and just do it that way.
I'm not trying to overcomplicate it. I'm sorry, but...
No, you're good.
That's a doozy, man. The dude from 50 Shades of Grey? Because wasn't he, like, eating people?
What? Oh,
Arnie Hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he on 50 Shades? Was that him?
I don't know. Maybe I got that fucked up, but yeah, like he was abusing women and biting them and cutting them and eating their flesh. So The final straw would be I wake up and this motherfucker's like, it puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again. All right, dang.
Dang.
Give me my stuff.
Say it, don't spray it, brother. Dang.
Ooh, auto trader.
I wouldn't want to live with that dude.
Greg, if you got it, you can go ahead.
You're asking me who's the worst celebrity to... What was the question? I'm sorry, bro.
Which celebrity would make the worst roommate, and what's the final shot that makes you kick them out?
Roommate. See, I thought you said dinner guest. I was over here like...
No, roommate. Roommate.
Who would insult a creme brulee?
Probably one of the fucking guys from Jackass, bro. That would just probably suck. Maybe not now that they're 50, but definitely when they're 20s, 30s.
Yeah, like Bam Margera. Oh my god.
No, that probably still suck now. Is he sober again?
It doesn't matter. I think he's just crazy.
I don't know.
I don't think the drugs
imagine having drugged out Steve-O as your roommate. Or nope. Chris Pontius.
You basically had those roommates.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For me, I would say I would say Kanye West, bro.
Oh, James, I see him right now. And
you're not going to beat the allegations, bro. You're in the group chat already, bro.
Get the fuck out of here. Just because
you got a writing credit on the new Nazi song, James. Like, we know you in there,
Don't put me on that. No, sir. But yeah, he would be terrible just acting an ass and just tomfoolery and shit like that. I mean, it'd be some good music going on, but other than that, I don't need the other shit.
I got an honorable mention. I would not want to live with Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucks too.
Not that I'm putting aside the shit that he's done, but just his fucking accent. Would drive me up the wall.
You know, all of them, the Hemsworth brothers, because they be just fucking beating the shit out of each other and have them all as roommates. I want no parts, bro. And if y'all break, whatever, get out.
I'll live with the Skarsgård brothers.
They probably fight just like them Hemsworth brothers.
Pennywise, Tarzan, and then the dad. Come on.
They just gonna fucking have a wrestling ring in the middle of the kitchen. Like,
isn't
it? You want wrestling?
Isn't that the guy on Good Will Hunting?
His dad is the scientist in Thor.
I can pull it up.
The lead scientist?
He's the big dude on Dune, the one that comes out the black oil and just be floating and shit.
The uncle?
Nah, I don't remember that. Is that the one with The Rock?
What?
Dune?
Was The Rock in Dune?
Dune!
Dune. Yeah, not Doom. Dune.
I didn't watch Dune. I did watch Doom. In the theater in Brownfield, Texas.
Which, you have a theater?
That's what I said. There was definitely spiders in it.
Spiders everywhere in Brownfield.
Definitely spiders in it.
That shit had no lighting, bro. This shit was dark the whole way.
Yeah, let me get a box of shit. I can't see what are snow caps.
Moving it in and stay dark. You're like, how the fuck I get out this bitch?
You gotta find your way out to the escape room at that point.
Get off my breast, sir. Oops, sorry.
He's a good Will Hunting. Yeah. Fucking hell, bro.
Hey, I know we're shitting on it, but that theater meant a lot to me. I saw one of the Twilights there.
And on that note, that's been episode 67 of Bruise and Banter, folks. Keep showing love. We appreciate all of you. We're growing. We got listeners. We got people. Hey, tell your friends to tell their friends to tell their friends. Go check out the Instagram at Bruise and Banter _ pod. I've never expanded on it. It's and as in A-N-D and not the little symbol. So if you're typing in the symbol, type in A-N-D. Go check us out on Instagram. Follow, download, like, subscribe, wherever you get your podcasts. All that good stuff. And with that, I'll send it over to the boys. What y'all got?
Anime Corner Pod, dropped the episode. We're talking about the rise and fall of mecha anime. If you don't know what mecha is, it's the big robots in anime and stuff, like the Gundams and everything. So discussing the history behind that. And the Spotify playlist, I will be updating that so y'all can check out all the music that we have for Song of the Week and stuff like that. So, but it won't be this week. It will probably be next week. So just give me some time. But that's all I got.
Wow. This sounds interesting, James, on your anime pod. I'm not going to lie. I know I shit on you having 17 podcasts every week, but it does sound interesting.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to Dallas this weekend to celebrate a buddy's birthday. I'm going to go to this place called the Scent House and check out all these exotic fragrances. So next week when I come back, I'm hoping my co-host will be a little more excited to hear what I have to say about the fine world of luxury fragrance. Other than that, I don't have anything.
We're going to start a GoFundMe because Greg gets bad cologne, apparently. We need to play the world's smallest violin because this man bought a cologne and it didn't smell as luxurious as his others. Hey, thanks for listening. We love y'all. We appreciate you. Stay away from the you-know-whos in the world and drink Yoo-hoo. Damn it. Put the music on, James. Damn it. End the episode.